Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes, I did a little, I was trying to figure out there was a $67 and some change transaction purchase on my account, and I didn't make that purchase. See, I talked to a guy a while ago, and he's not understanding what I'm trying to get him to understand is I want my money back on my account. See, there was a survey that I done, and upon the completion of that survey, there was a gift that you could receive, and I received that gift. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. So I paid the $5 and change for shipping and handling. Now he's telling me that if y'all come back and charge me another $67 as a change for a membership that I did not sign up for. I didn't pay for that. I paid for shipping and handling only. That's not what the survey was. That's not what the part of the survey was and the reward for doing the survey was.
Hold on. I need your zip code.
37218.
37. All right. Your name?
David Foster.
David Foster. Okay. Can you verify your address for me?
It's 4901 Boyd Drive, Nashville, Tennessee. 3721.
Hold on. Your account is loading up right now. Okay, I see where you order a taco bag.
Yes, ma'am.
Technical bag. Okay, the first one, it got declined. So then it got the second one for $5.74.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you got that technical bag for $5.74, you had signed up for our gadget store?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
The only thing I done was I paid the shipping and handling, and they said, all right, you're supposed to send it out in the mail. You know what I'm saying? I didn't sign up for no membership and all that extra stuff. I wouldn't have done it. What I need the membership for?
And if I'm print at the bottom, you have to cancel when you get that. You can go on the same website and see where you ordered it from, and look at the bottom and read the fine print. That's a valid charge.
is about how. I want my money back for my car. That's all I know. I did not sign for a member. Why do I need a membership if it's telling me that, all right, complete this survey and you can choose a free gift upon completion of this survey, all you have to do is pay shipping and handling. Why would I need to buy a membership? If I would have seen the membership part and all that, I wouldn't even be done it. And then, so it's like then for somebody to go back behind me after. That's what they're doing is they tell you get the free items, pay shipping and handling, and they're coming back around stealing money. That's their way of you putting it in a small fine print or somewhere where you ain't gonna see it or ain't gonna read it. I want my money returned back to my car now.
That's a valid charge.
That's not a valid charge. I didn't purchase that. I purchased the shipping and handling only.
Sir, when you check that box at the bottom, you signed up for that membership.
I didn't check no box.
You have to check the box to order to get the free gift. Yes, you get, sir.
How are you
going to
tell me? I know what I did. I want my money back in my car.
That's a valid charge.
It's not a valid charge. Y'all pretty much y'all doing it, y'all stole my money. I didn't authorize y'all to put the transaction on my card. I need to talk to supervisor, whoever I need to talk to, I need my money in front of the bank. Yes, sir. That's what I'm doing. I know it can be done.
You know it can be done?
Yes. I know the refund can be done.
Well, this is a valid charge.
There ain't no valid charge. How are you going to tell me this is a valid charge? A valid charge is me saying, hey, I want this right here. You swipe my card. Here you go. Here's my money. That's a valid charge. What y'all, this the shindy y'all got set up, it is. It's not a valid charge. I need my money back. If this would have happened to you, you would have been in the same situation and you wouldn't have done that.
This is a valid charge.
No, it ain't. Let me tell your supervisor then, please.
Hold on.
Fuck my goddamn kiss my goddamn ass, man.